This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare, where we sit down with the men and women who make the metal you love and pick their brains. Tonight's guest is Sven, I'm going to need you to help me out on the pronunciation of your last name. It's the Callaway?
Yeah, that's fine. That's good enough.
Stupid Americans don't know how to speak Belgian. I know. I'll try your patience too much with that. Svencho de Callaway, he's the vocalist, founder, and general malpractitioner of Belgium death metal band Aborted. They've got a new album. It's called Global Flatline, due out January 24th. Sven, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Sven, my first question for you, how does it feel to be less than 2 weeks away from the release of your 7th album? I mean, look, all these years, man, 7 albums. How does it feel to be 7 albums in with Aborted, with Global Flatline?
Actually, we're very excited because the album's been done since the summer, so it's been a very, very, very long wait. So we can't wait to have it out, really.
Is it tough? Is that waiting period hard on you as a creative to sit there and say, hey, I know it's done. When can we release it? When can we release it?
Yeah, I mean, basically we put well over 2 years in the writing of the record, and when you're done, you know, you want people to hear all the hard work you did, and of course, they for half a year, and you're like, damn it.
You know? Now, I don't want any of our listeners to be confused. That noise that Sven just made, that isn't his death metal growl. That's a growl of frustration. So, Sven, Aborted's lineup has changed quite a bit since you started the band in 1995. What does it take to be a member of the group?
That's a good question. You just get down to earth, you know, mentality, you know how to play the material, and just be professional about what we're doing, because it is a hobby, but it's a job at the same time as well. We do take what we very serious, and you know, sometimes this happens, or people start, you know, thinking that they're rock stars or whatever, and that's not really what this band is about. So it's not easy, you know, also especially in Europe, focus more on the family life kind of thing. So being a band that long, you know, during the course of the years, you have people, you know, who towards a more routine life than doing this stuff.
I'd imagine that it also takes a strong stomach with the lyrical content. So
yes, and a lot of laxatives.
Fantastic. Okay, now, Sven, Aborted's Global Flatline features several guest vocalists. You got Trevor Sternad of the Black Dahlia Murder. You've got Julian Truncheon of Benighted, Jason Netherton of Misery Index, and Kieho Nihama from Rotten Sound. As the lead vocalist for the band, what's your criteria for selecting a guest vocalist for your album?
Well, in this case, it was all very simple. All these people, good friends of ours for years, so it's just merely getting a bunch of friends together to add something to the album. Plus, all of those vocalists really have their very own voice, their own sound. So that's always, you know, very, you know, there's no point in it sounds like somebody else.
Did you have them draw straws as to who got to sing on what song, or was it more of a, hey, he would sound really good on this tune right here?
Yeah, it was pre-selected.
You're listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Our guest is Svencho de Callaway, vocalist, founder, and general malpractitioner of Belgium death metal grindcore band Aborted. Check out their new album, Global Flatline, when it comes out on Century Media Records, January 24th. Now, Sven, Aborted's closest gig to us is happening Wednesday, April 25th at the Bottom Lounge in Chicago. So why should we drive from here to Chicago to catch your show? What can we expect when you guys play?
You can expect a lot of bullshit on stage, a lot of energy, a really brutal show. And if you don't show up, we will send anthrax to your whole family.
not the band anthrax, but the actual powdery disease-like substance, right?
Or both. Who knows?
I didn't realize that Scott Ian kicked ass for you. That's good news, dude. You got connections.
He's a hired gun.
Now let's talk about the songs on Global Flatline. I mean, this album, first of all, it's fantastic, man. It reminds me of all the grindcore stuff that I loved back in the day. And you guys have such a modern spin on it. It's not like it's not all blast beats all the time. You guys have a lot of textures and different things going on, and those audio samples, kind of an industrial thing too. So again, a nice piece of work. So congrats on putting that together. Lyrically speaking, this album is pretty damn gory. Now, Sven, have you ever written, and that's an understatement, right? But Sven, have you ever written a lyric and thought to yourself, whoa, even I'm a little bit put off by that. That's a bit much for me.
Not really. I don't know why. I mean, I guess there's something severely wrong with me, but it is extreme metal, and you can't really start talking about Celine the Enemas or, I don't know, hemorrhoids or something, but it has, even if everything is really written really extreme and really violent and gory and whatnot and has feces flying around everywhere all the time, a lot of the songs do have an underlining beat or something intelligent to say, so I comfort myself with that.
It helps you sleep at night, right?
It does, most definitely.
Now, Sven, back in the day, and I'm sure you remember these guys, but back in the day, Carcass used to break out the medical dictionary before writing their songs. Mm-hmm. Do you do any sort of medical research before writing a song like, say, coronary reconstruction?
No, I don't, but I did work for the veterinary university in Ghent, close to where I years, so I had some practice to study up on medical terminology.
So you've done your homework. You have the experience there.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Now, there are quite a few spoken word samples in the album. Now, when you watch films or television, are you always looking for samples for the next album?
It's more subconsciously, but if something really cool gets said, you know, while I'm watching, I'm definitely going to note it down or keep it in mind for future reference, for sure.
You're listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Our guest is Svencho de Callaway, vocalist, founder, and general malpractitioner of Belgium death metal grindcore band Aborted. Check out their new album, Global Flatline, when it comes out on Century Media Records, January 24th. Now, Sven, without a doubt, my favorite song title on the album has to be Our Father Who Art of Feces. That's just fantastic. How did you come up with that title?
Well, the fecal matter is not a stranger in the world of Aborted. And I wanted to write something about, you know, about religion and obviously the prayer that goes, Our Father Who Art in Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed that a little bit and to fit around my opinion about religion.
Again, the wordplay on that's just fantastic. It's clever. You're like a modern-day Oscar Wilde, except with more poop.
Yeah.
Now, Sven, this next thing I have for you, this isn't really so much a question, but this is a true story that I thought you'd appreciate. The very first time I listened to Global Flatline, I was doing some cardio workout on an elliptical trainer at the Wausau YMCA, okay? So I'm working out, and I'm listening to Global Flatline, when all of a sudden, I felt kind of weird. So I checked my heart rate on the elliptical thing, and it was like sky high. It was way elevated. So Sven, basically, what I'm trying to tell you is that Global Flatline is the first death metal album to almost kill me.
That's good. That means it's doing its job.
Exactly. Feel free to use that in the promotional materials.
All right, definitely will.
Excellent. Now, Sven, in addition to your work with Aborted, you're also a graphic designer for Avernus Studios, and you started your own clothing line, Scarewear. Now, are you really hands-on with the graphic design and merchandise work for the band, or do you prefer to let somebody else handle that?
It's a little bit of both. Let's say I'm the art director of everything, so even if something is outsourced to a third party, I will make sure it's what it's supposed to be for the band. I draw up the designs myself, but, you know, not everything.
Do you have a preference for visual media versus your work with music?
Not really. It's very different, and yet they're still very related. So it's very different. I enjoy both experience.
Now, Sven, according to your bio, one of the things you hate the most is slackers, trash talkers, noobs, and lag on Xbox Live. My question is, do you play with fans of the band?
Yeah, sure. I mean, anyone can add me that wants to.
What's your what's your Xbox Live handle?
Svencholio. Svencholio.
Okay, so that's Svencholio, Svencholio. Sweet. So what are you playing these days?
I'm playing a lot of the new Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3.
You know what you guys need? You need special T-shirts made up that says, I got shot in the face by aborted. And you could, you could do that at gaming conventions. That would be tight, man.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
And that's Svencho DeCalloway of Aborted. You can check them out on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, hook them up on Xbox Live, or on the official Aborted website, that's gormageddon.be. You can also download their iPhone app and make sure you pick up their latest album, Global Flatline, when it comes out January 24th in stores and on iTunes. Sven, thank you so much for being on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Sure, no problem. Have a good one.
Will do, brother. And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show. It's on every single Saturday from 9 until midnight on Rock 94.7 in central Wisconsin, also on 102.9 in Wausau, and worldwide online every Saturday from 9 until midnight central standard time at rock947.com. Give the official Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare Facebook page a like if you get a chance, and thanks again for listening.